This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 on Morning Joy with Brian Peel on your Monday morning. I've got a very special guest on the phone, Isha Hunjon. She's from a brand new Australian pop girl group featuring the members Nicole Blair, herself Isha, Siobhan Nell and Rachelle Steele. On the back of the single Kick It Back, the girls have returned with a brand new single called Last Night in Vegas. A big Joy welcome to Isha. Hello, Isha. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Woo! Hello.
How's it going?
It's good.
Now,
really exciting.
It is exciting. We're going to have a chat about your new single a little bit later. But first, I want you to let our Joy listeners know, because you've only just started out with the group Mischief, a new pop girl group here in Australia. You're breaking new ground and you all met a couple of years ago. Tell us how things kicked off for you girls.
Well, actually, it's kind of crazy. Me, Siobhan and Rach, we actually met at an audition a couple of years back. So it was a while ago, and I don't know, we hit it off. It was like really good. We hit it off. We got along so well. And then we actually hooked up with Nicole last year and then started working on our songs to release this year. So it's been a process, but we're honestly like sisters, and it was just kind of a match made in heaven.
Because you all come from different backgrounds. You all love pop music, and you're so very young. What is it about the pop music?
I don't know. You know what? I think it's just feel good music. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that I'm so inspired. I mean, actually recently, like, I've heard, you know, artists that have come out of Brisbane, you know, Jared James, Conrad and Grace, Shepherd. It's honestly inspiring. I think for me, pop music was, you know, just a way, because it's constantly changing.
Yeah.
And just looking at those artists, it's so much fun. It's just upbeat. And there's a lot to explore there. And I've always been into pop music, and I guess the other girls were too, so it kind of just all worked out. But yeah.
Now, I'm going to take you back to Kick It Back was your single that was released to radio a little earlier this year. What was that like for you hearing your first song on national radio? Because it's very, very catchy. It's a very super pop song too.
Yeah, me and the girls are actually talking about it, and it was obviously surreal, because, I mean, I think it's, you know, easy just to talk about it and be like, you know, when our song comes on radio for the first time, rah, rah, rah. But when it actually played, we were over the moon, and we've got so much support as well, which has been absolutely amazing. You know, and thank you to you guys for playing us as well.
You're welcome.
Yes, all the best.
Always happy to support.
No, so it's been really, really good, and just the support has been insane. And supporting Australian artists, it's really nice when you get it and people get it. You know what I mean? And so, it's been good. It's been really good.
Now, you're a young bunch of girls who no doubt obviously have very different influences in how you style yourselves and write and sing music. How does that motivate you?
I think because, you know, I used to, you know, before we got into the group, I was kind of trying to find my, I guess, avenue when it came to music and what I really, really liked. And I was getting into some folk, and then I kind of went into the pop side of things, and the other girls actually really, really were into pop, and it was kind of good because, you know, I brought kind of my sound. Nicole had her own, you know, completely unique sound. She's very, you know, EDM and stuff, and then Siobhan and Rach, they're really incredible voices. It was so productive.
Yeah.
With having such different perspectives on how to take the songs and where to, just the music wise and everything. So it was really cool. It's really cool to have four different girls to contribute, because it's constantly like brainstorming how to make it more creative, and it's just fun. So it's good.
Yeah, because I did read somewhere that there was a quote that said, you know, we hope our songs become beautiful music postcards of people's best memories. Obviously, you've done that. You have done that well and truly with your first video. There was so much colour and life down by the beach. filming that video clip. You're obviously doing this independently as an independent group. How much work goes in, Isha, particularly when you're doing things independently?
Well, look, it's obviously a bit more difficult because it's kind of scary going into the industry, especially when we first started. We're like, how do we tackle this? Like, from what angle? And it's just, but you know what? I think after a while, you just kind of put your music out there and you just hope for people to support it. And they did. And all of you guys have been amazing, and regionally and commercially you've gotten play. And it's just insane. You just hope that people will jam to the music and actually like it and get, you know, where you're coming from. And it totally did. So that's all you can hope for. But really, that's just, that's a bonus. We just do it because we love it. We love the music. And it's always fun to go on the beach and sing a song.
It's a really cool video clip. When you see things, you see artists like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry who just, they just seem to steamroll their way through the pop world. What do you take away from their music?
It's so inspiring. Like, and I have, like, honestly, I, especially Taylor Swift, like, for me, I really, really, really love her. Only because from starting out country to where she is now, like, how she's just adapted to, like, how music has changed throughout the years, and she still stays true to herself. She doesn't lose that. And even Katy Perry, like, she's always having fun. She's just, like, a massive ball. Like, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I for me, music was always fresh in, and for the other girls, too. And it was a way to just put good music out there but make people feel good.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like those artists do that. And we only hope to reflect that, too. So,
yeah.
You know,
because pop music has come a long way. I know, I mean, I'm not showing my age, but yeah, the Spice Girls, and I remember Bewitched back in the day, the big super pop girl groups, and now, you know, groups like Little Mix. Were you fans of any of those back then?
I actually have heard, you know, of Bewitched, and I mean, obviously Little Mix and all of Fifth Harmony and all of them.
Yeah.
They're also incredible. They're the recent ones, and I'm totally big fans of them. Like, honestly, like, any pop music that has a good beat, I'm the first person to jam and start dancing. So I definitely follow all of them, especially now as well, the recent ones. But yeah, 100%.
Now, Isha, there are loads of Aussie artists doing some amazing work out there in the big wide world. Who do you have your eyes on? Because I know you mentioned earlier Shepherd and Grace and Conrad Sewell. Who else have you got your eyes on?
Honestly, right now, for me, it's Jared James.
Yeah.
I am in love with his music. Like, absolutely. It's just, it's such an eclectic sound. He has so many different instruments going on. I mean, I don't know who his producer is or, you know, how he puts his music together or whatever it is, but it's amazing. I just love it so much. Like, I just love his vision and I love his sound.
There are some great ones around. Gaudier, Sia, and Five Sauce, I think. The girls previously mentioned that they were also favourite artists of them. Now, what's it like for you girls having social media at your fingertips and using this tool to get your music out there into the public arena?
You know, it's amazing. Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like we're kind of like a part of this massive music revolution in a way. Like, we get a chance to be heard. It's so much more easier for artists to kind of have a platform to connect with people, and not just within Australia, but all over the world. It's like it makes it so much easier. And for us now as well, posting videos and our music, people actually hear it and we get a chance to be heard.
The brand new single's called Last Night in Vegas. Did Las Vegas or poker machines have anything to do with the lyrics behind this song?
No, Last Night in Vegas, funny enough, it was actually the song itself. It's really funny because people kept asking, you know, what's the song about? We don't, you know, what's kind of the meaning. And it's actually for us, it was more a metaphor really about how social media is so important to everyone and everyone has an opinion. So Last Night in Vegas is forgetting all that and taking a chance regardless on anyone's opinion. So that was kind of the idea.
It is very fun. It's so much fun. It's great pop. Obviously means a lot to you and the girls. Will we be seeing you touring at all very soon?
Hopefully. Well, that's kind of the plan. Our EP is launching next year, actually. So once that happens, hopefully we start performing and doing all the fun stuff. I can't wait. But right now, we're just really working on our songs, which is really, really fun, and getting them out there and sharing it to the world.
Now, Aisha, next time you guys are in Melbourne as a group, we want you all to pop into the Joy 94.9 studios to come in. We want an in-studio appearance. You girls look like so much fun to hang with.
Oh, thank you. And we would love to. Oh, my God. 100%. That is a date. Done.
Now, for anyone that wants to catch up with Mischief Online, they are all over social media. You can catch up with them at We Are Mischief on Facebook and also Instagram. And they are also on Twitter at Mischief The Band. You can also check them out at wearemischief.com.au. 12,000 followers and climbing, 40,000 YouTube streams. Aisha Hunjon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we will no doubt catch you the next time you're in the Joy 94.9 studios. I am going to play Last Night in Vegas. Would you like to introduce that track for our Joy listeners this morning?
Yes, I would love to. This is Last Night in Vegas by Mischief.
You're on Joy 94.9. Ain't nothing gonna hold us back. You know this is right. Take a shot, I'm worth the fight. Oh, last night in Vegas. Doesn't matter, we can't go back. I know, wrong or right. I can see the city lights. Oh, last night in Vegas. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Turn it up, turn it up now. Vegas, oh, last night in Vegas.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.